This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning Independence Day, July 5th broadcast of the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. On Twitter, you can find us at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, Frank Salvato, my longest running guest on the program, and a long time and a lot of fun over those years. And yes, they're on the porch tonight.
Mystical.
They have been waiting. They were shooting fireworks, those rascals over there, off the roof of the parking garage, all over the area back here, and they had the cops chasing them for a while because that's a big no-no. By the way, I saw some fireworks come into the trees here behind the radio station. I'm going, now that's not smart. Jeez.
Yeah, no. Okay, you gotta be a little careful with those things and flammable material.
Yeah, and then the cops, of course, showed up and chased them all over the place. I don't know where they went, but they were literally chased them for an hour trying to catch them or whatever. But anyway, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, Saturday night we had a little party down here in Sarasota. It was the biggest Trump event I have seen yet. And I'm telling you, unbelievable. Unbelievable. There were 20 to 25,000 people per the Sarasota County Sheriff, who was standing right beside me most of the night there inside the fairgrounds. 10 to 15,000 people outside watching on the jumbotrons in the parking lots and whatnot. And then we had several thousand people that had the traffic all backed up driving around trying to find a parking place on top of that. So they figured they had 40 to 45,000 people there.
Well, it just goes to show you people are hungry for solutions, and they're not willing to sit down and take it anymore. And that's a very good sign when it comes to preserving our country, quite honestly.
Yeah, exactly right. And we've got a comment here from one of our listeners, John, who is in Palm Harbor. He's actually Ozona, the westerner of Palm Harbor. He says, bet you didn't know the last time Tampa Bay suffered a direct hit from a hurricane was exactly 100 years ago in 1921. As a matter of fact, I do, John. We talked about the last time we were in the same predicament here a couple of years before, ago. It struck Hog Island, blew a hole in it, now called Hurricane Pass, creating two new islands, Honeymoon and Clearwater. Yep, we knew that. And thanks, John, for listening and for chiming in. But this rally, and all I'm going to say is I walked a mile down Ringling Boulevard from Paloma to Tuttle and back, and they had Trump stands, merchandise stands, on both sides of the road for at least half that, where they were selling anything you could think of that was Trump. Plus, they had more of them around the building and whatnot. They had the big Save America bus that was there, which was our friends Danny and Steve, that they're the drivers of the bus. And by the way, they told us, Frank, and wait till you hear this, when they're out on the road, they listen to us every night, all night on the radio.
Well, it's good to have people listening to common sense and who bring the message around the country.
And so were the people from Save America that ride around with them listening to the same thing at night.
Good. I keep listening, guys.
There's more to come, and we're apparently their voice of common sense at night, which is what I was told, and we really appreciate that honor, and we'll wear that with as a badge of honor. But the thing of it is the movement afoot. I'm telling you, Frank, there was enough energy there to power New York City on that given night with the people that were there, all the energy in that crowd.
No, I'm going back to my original comment on this. People want solutions. They see a federal government that has encapsulated itself in greed and cronyism and ideological agenda that's moving away from Americanism. And when you know you have safe haven for like-minded people, and that's what the event was. It was safe haven for like-minded people. The days of the left being able to compartmentalize people to make them feel alone in being proud of their country and wanting their country to survive and good government, those days are over. We know that there's close to 80 million plus people out there that think the same way we do.
Mm-hmm. By the way, George is telling me that his motorcycle group escorted 70 cars and trucks on Saturday from the Conservative Grounds coffee shop in Pinellas Park over to the rally in Sarasota, so they were a little busy. All right, hold that thought, my friend, and we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And, yeah, there's more going on. The condo that was the condo, half of it anyway, is now on the ground down there in Surfside. We'll tell you why they did that and more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it right after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. And you know, Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey is one of those places that hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean, the sales manager, asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. Now, they come from all over the place, not only just Florida or Tampa Bay, but South Georgia, the Panhandle, up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest, and even as far away as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care. Remember, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now. They're up 21%. So, get your price, get your vehicle appraised, and then after you do that, see if you can have enough money left to take a little vacation in your brand new one, or your certified pre-owned, whatever. Now, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty veterans, active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. Remember their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, test drive the hottest SUV in the market, the Nissan Rogue. Now, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you even more money. All right, back to Frank Silvato from Underground USA. Hey, Frank, got a message for you.
A message in a bottle.
Yeah, that too. Well, this isn't a bottle. Yeah. This is a message from the chat room. Hey, Cap, great show tonight as usual. Hats off to Frank. I always enjoy his intelligence and insight. Keep informing your army. And that's from LJ. And you betcha, LJ. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, LJ. I appreciate it. I'm going to say high praise from Caesar because it's the people out there in the captain's army that actually put this information to work and to good use that actually make the difference.
You bet. And our buddy George chimed in and he said, there weren't too many people at the White House celebration yesterday with a big smile on his face. No, there weren't.
And not even the residents.
No.
You know, it's interesting that the president of the United States on his first day, on his first year as president, wouldn't be at the White House for probably the most important day of the United States. It's his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's pushing out there, pushing his agenda in a place that he thinks is vulnerable for his message, instead of standing strong as a leader of the nation at the White House saying, you know, we're putting everything on hold today. Mm-hmm. This is the birthday for the United States. This is the day when we're all supposed to be together. Kind of joined that whole leftist crew out there from the New York Times and everybody else who was smearing the flag and smearing the holiday yesterday, which I found to be incredibly classless.
Yeah. Now, I am talking, folks, to Frank Silvato from Underground USA, the website undergroundusa.com. Frank, last night, they took down the condo, the remaining part of the condo there at Surfside. No surprise, we kind of figured that was going to happen. Leo, our reporter down there that's in the area that's driven by there several hundred times as an Uber driver, he told us, he said, there actually were some holes that were opening up earlier on in that area, kind of like a sinkhole that people were concerned about. So that's kind of a clue as to what went on there, isn't it?
It's definitely something they're going to have to add to the equation, because if you've got erosion like that happening even after a collapse, it's a signal that something was not correct underneath and that the foundation was giving way. And if that's the case, they've really got to look seriously at the other high-rises in and around that area.
Especially the one right beside it, which is a sister to it.
Uh-huh. You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. And, you know, and it's an evacuation order, you know. And with the storm coming, you're going to have the ultimate test about what's weak and what's not there.
Yeah. So Joe Biden gets mocked in his response to a question about Russia while eating an ice cream cone after going into his notes in his pocket to answer the question.
No, it's because he wasn't expecting it. You know, he's gone the entire time having an opponent, and this is, I'm going to go all the way up until recently, in Donald Trump, who the media loves to kick. And now the media is starting to have to answer questions about Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the mm-hmm. Biden administration's agenda, and everything else. So he was expecting questions about what flavor ice cream he was eating, and what his favorite color was, and what time nap time is, and not real questions about agenda items and issues that are facing the country and the White House. Mm-hmm. So this is why he's snapping recently at reporters about, you know, when they ask hard questions. He's not expecting this. He's expecting softball after softball after softball. And again, those days are over. You know, he's going to start getting some questions from some journalists that actually want to keep their jobs.
Yeah, you're right. And the other thing is that the fact that Biden fell short of his July 4th COVID vaccination goal. What's next, Frank?
Well, as far as COVID is concerned, the cat's out of the bag. you've got people vaccinated, you've got herd immunity happening, you've got all kinds of bad information coming about a vaccine that is still not FDA approved, that still only has emergency approval. You know, what's next? For them, they should be pivoting from COVID as fast as humanly possible, allowing that to play out its natural life cycle. You know, nobody is upset, nobody's getting panicky about the variants, you know, because they've been lied to by this administration and everybody surrounding and supporting this administration on the subject of COVID. I mean, people are waking up to the idea that they have been duped and the economy was crashed for political reasons over something that had a 98 plus survival rate. You know, and we've been saying that all along, and we'll probably get banned from Facebook for saying this or Twitter or whatever. Yeah. But everybody is starting to understand the truth about this. We killed a thriving economy for yep. political purposes
yep.
because of something that had a 98% plus survival rate. Mm-hmm. That's just stupid.
Yep. Ignorant is a good word to put in there, too. Now, the teachers union, which I know you adore, right?
Oh, yeah, they're my favorite people.
The National Association of Teachers, known as the NEA, which currently represents more than 3 million employees in public education, has come to the rescue of their teachers union members to help them fight back against the anti-CRT rhetoric, starting out with $127,600 to advance its pro-CRT agenda.
Okay, let's translate that from NEA speak to the Nazi-esque kind of commandment that they just issued. If you're a teacher and you're not pushing CRT, the NEA is your enemy. And if the NEA is your enemy, your teaching contracts probably won't get renewed next year if you don't have tenure. And that's a big chunk of teachers. So what the message they just got is, toe the line on critical race theory. Otherwise, you're probably not going to work in the district that you're working in this year. That's how the NEA works.
Yeah, that is how the NEA works. And by the way, this is a quote from the NEA. The association will further convey that in teaching these topics, it is reasonable and appropriate for curriculum to be informed by academic frameworks for understanding and interpreting the impact of the past on current society, including critical race theory.
Yeah, well, you know, once again, they're pushing a theory instead of the actual fact that's been established.
Right.
Which is how they shop their agenda and how they brainwash kids. You know, teachers work for the school districts who are locally controlled by you. If you don't like what the NEA is saying that the teachers have to shop to your children, go to the school board meetings and ask them to expunge the NEA from your school district.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you know, we've seen people doing it in Loudoun, Virginia. We've seen them doing it up in New England. We've seen them doing it in New York. We have a governor down here that understands that CRT is destructive and divisive. Don't just sit back because the NEA gave some kind of commandment. Take yep. them head on. We can win.
Now, Frank is coming back after this bottom of the hour break, so hang on, Frank. And Frank is going to talk a little shop with me after we talk a little Dr. Anthony Fauci to get us into the mood. And then we're going to talk about what's coming our way and from a first responder standpoint, what you're going to hear about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rescuers were given the go-ahead to resume the search for victims of the Surfside, Florida building collapse after the remaining portion of the building was pulled down in a controlled demolition Sunday night. Officials say the demolition went exactly as planned about 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Pope Francis went to a Rome hospital on Sunday for scheduled surgery of his large intestine. The news came a few hours after Francis greeted the public in St. Peter's Square and told them he would go to Hungary and Slovakia in September. Officials in Cuba evacuated 180,000 residents amid concerns about flooding from the deadly tropical storm Elsa as it rolls along the southern region on Monday. The National Hurricane Center said it would gain minimal strength after Elsa moves over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Saturday declared a state of emergency in 15 counties. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and that 2 million people is a combined total of the Internet, the satellite, and terrestrial radio, all added together. And some nights we've actually got more people listening to us than they do, gosh, I don't know, CNN, MSNBC. But anyway, let's just talk for a second about our friends at Everglades Equipment Group, because nothing runs like a deer, and yes, they are your John Deere dealer. Now, a lot of my neighbors have been buying the either the self-propelled lawnmower, push mower, or the you-push-it-yourself mower, or leaf blowers, or other different power tools that they've got over there at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, they are your source for backyard gardening, too. You got something you want to plant? You will need some potting soil. You need some fertilizer. Maybe you need some plants. Guess what? They got all of that there along with the equipment to take care of it. So, you need a hoe? Got that. Need a rake? Got that. Need a shovel? Got that. But if you need a little lawn and garden tractor, let's say, because you got a pretty good deal going there in terms of the garden, they can do all that for you, too. So, let's check them out. Next time, there's four dealers within the sound of my voice here in the great state of Florida. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. They will fix it right, guaranteed. Now, Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All right, back to Frank Salvato. And by the way, you had to bribe me by me playing your liner for the second time so you'd stick around an extra segment, right?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, he's telling a falsehood. I never extort the captain.
No, I did that on purpose because I wanted to. All right, listen, I got to talk real quickly about Dr. Anthony Fauci because it was brought up over the weekend that a letter that was sent some time ago by Congressman Mike Gallagher out of Wisconsin to Dr. Anthony Fauci, asking him to explain the origins of the Wuhan coronavirus, citing some specific examples of reports that were already out there. And Dr. Fauci came back in no uncertain words and said he had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah, he's got no idea about a lot of stuff. And, you know, and on top of that, let's add to the fact that he's flip-flopped again on the masks. You know, if this guy was smart, and he's not, he may be book knowledge, but he's turning out to be pretty much of an imbecile when it comes to his public image. If he was smart, he would shut up and fade to black. He would even say he's going to retire because he's tired after this monumental effort against the killer COVID virus with the 98% plus survival rate. You know, the guy has lied to the American public so many times. And if he's going to defend himself on that and say, well, I didn't lie, we just had devolving knowledge, then he's made so many false declarations that were damaging to the country and the people of the country so many times that we simply can't listen to what this man has to say any longer.
Well, I agree with you because this answer that he gave speaks volumes again. And that being said, considering Dr. Fauci has misled on the gain of function research before, which, by the way, Congressman Gallagher has warned about, it's not entirely surprising that Fauci would stick to the same talking points and once again mislead the public. He's done it again.
Well, you know, and this is why any more thumping on COVID by the political class who exploited this to the detriment of the country. And there's no other way to look at that now. They exploited this politically to the detriment of the country just for political gain. That's why they can't thump this anymore. Nobody believes them anymore. And God forbid something comes out of this COVID virus that is actually potent enough to kill millions. No one's going to believe them now either. They're the boy who cried wolf. Everything was a catastrophe, and it was the most damaging, and oh my, it's the Andromeda strain, people. You can't keep saying that for a year straight when it was supposed to be 14 days to flatten the curve.
Right. Now, let's talk about Tropical Storm Elsa, which has the makings of some trouble for Florida. That's the way I'll put it. Now, you and I are both first responders. This isn't our first rodeo. So I'm going to talk about this first from a weather standpoint, then we'll talk about what's involved. Now, at 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the center of Tropical Storm Elsa was located near latitude 21.0 north, longitude 79.9 west. Elsa's moving towards the northwest near 14 miles an hour. It has slowed down. And this general motion is expected to continue today, followed by a turn towards the north-northwest sometime early Tuesday. On the forecast track, Elsa is expected to move across central and or western Cuba later today. Right now, it's going more towards the western part of Cuba, not directly over the mountains, which is not a good thing. And it's going to pass near Florida, the Keys, early Tuesday morning, perhaps starting later this afternoon or tonight. Now, Elsa's then forecast to move near or over a portion of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. But this thing is going to be out in the Straits of Florida and the Gulf of Mexico a little longer than what they thought. And I'm telling you, you know it and I know it. Strange things happen for those two or three extra hours that they're out there.
Yeah, because this is slow moving, that's not good either. That's already turned into a rain event for a lot of the west coast of Florida.
Big amounts of
Key
rain.
West, if you're in the Keys, you should already be out. If you're not, you know, you're flipping a coin. Because this may just be a tropical storm right now, but once it gets over those flats with the warm water of July, it's going to gain strength. And if this thing skirts the west coast of Florida all the way up, it could affect everybody adversely from Key West to Tallahassee.
Yep. And it's forecast right now to come up somewhere either north of Tampa and make the right turn and go across and go up the east coast, or slightly south of Tampa, perhaps around Englewood, they're talking about, which is south Sarasota County. So you folks down there need to be on your toes, because it wouldn't be the first time. And by the way, do you remember where Charlie went?
Mm-hmm.
Right up through the Gordon, right up the river.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if it comes in south, the bay is going to get whacked, because that whip end right there is going to be pushing water in, and it's going to get messy. Either way, everybody on the west coast of Florida is going to get wet.
Now, the tropical force winds currently are out 70 miles, folks. So if this thing is 25 or 30 miles offshore, guess what? You're going to get what they're forecasting for us down here. 35 to 45 mile an hour winds with gusts to 55 miles an hour. They're talking about a 2 to 3 foot storm surge. They're talking about 1 to 3 inches of rain inland, possibly 3 to 6 inches of rain from I-75 to the Gulf. However, there will be isolated areas that will get more than that. And there's already been rainfall amounts of 15 inches dumped in parts of Cuba and Hispaniola.
You know, I'm looking at the spaghetti models right now from NOAA.
Yep.
And I don't think I've ever seen a model assembly so concentrated like this.
Mm-hmm.
That every single one of them is taking the exact same path.
Mm-hmm.
And when it hits that warm water, when it gets past Cuba, if it jacks up substantially, this could be one of the more devastating hurricanes. It could get up to 2 real quick.
Well, see, that's what I've been trying not to say, and you know that, and I know that, and the forecasters know that, and the people in the emergency management know that, but they're not trying to upset a bunch of people. But this storm has the potential to be a much bigger storm than what it already is.
And this is what we keep talking about. I mean, when people say, oh, there's a tropical storm in the Gulf, Frank and Matt are going to talk about being prepared again, but you can't say it enough. It's not good enough to wait until this moment in time before a storm to go out and be prepared for a hurricane. You should have your supplies already amassed, yep. And you should have your go bags already packed up. That's something you should keep all the time forever.
Yep. Mine's in the car.
You know, yeah, because if right now, you know, all of a sudden they say, well, yeah, the worst case scenario is going to play out. That means there's going to be a run on everything at the stores, and that's when tempers flare.
Yep. Now, I am an amateur radio operator, and I do have my amateur radio with me, and I'll have both of them with me because I have 2 different ones. And I will be monitoring the frequencies, and I'll be doing reporting that needs to be done if there's anything in my area that goes on, because what we are, we're the eyes and ears of the 911 people. When the phones go down, the power goes down, we're it.
Yeah, communication is going to be tough if this thing goes bad.
Yep.
I'm not saying that it is.
Well,
but, you know, the models look very interesting. If this thing goes bad,
yep.
You know, listen to the authorities, people, because they're only looking out for your best interest in this one.
All right, well, Frank, we'll talk to you on Friday, and I'll let you know how high the water got.
Hey, stay loma and dry, my friend.
I'll stay high and dry. All right, Frank Slavon, everybody. And stay low yourself, Frank, my friend. I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Zone heard on this great station from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Sundays. And you're listening to Captain Matt Bruce, the best of the best. Woo!
Who was that masked man? Wow. Okay, this portion of the show is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh by the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And thank you to Dominic's for sponsoring the segments I was doing down there at the Trump rally on Saturday. Appreciate them very much, and make sure you check them out. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget that Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see it, too, because that's going to be Kevin. And don't forget, you can also give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback, is with us, and how about that Joey Chitwood? Or, I'm sorry, Joey Chestnut. I wanted to call him Chitwood to see if I was awake.
Oh, that's funny. Now, a lot of people do that, Captain, because, you know, it's kind of a stunt to put 70-plus hot dogs down your throat. So
76 hot dogs. How can you do that?
Oh, it's amazing. Captain, they had a bet in Vegas that it was 73.5. Would he eat more than 73.5? And he pulled it off. And it's amazing because, see, last year, indoor because of COVID, you know, it's a little easier to, you know, do that. As crazy as it sounds, out in the heat and humidity, it's just amazing that he did that many. Oh, it's crazy, crazy. It's funny.
Well, you know, the hot dogs are good. I'll give him that much. Nathan's hot dogs are great.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, give Nathan's credit for, you know, give on top of the, you know, sponsor and make it happen. Give them a good name. And they do have an excellent hot dog. Absolutely. It's
okay.
The 4th of July must.
Okay,
but anyway.
I want to give a shout out before you get started to Marv Albert. Yeah. I had the opportunity to meet Marv Albert. He was a graduate of Syracuse University, and I actually met him up there when I was there attending. And there was him and Costas and Bill O'Connell. There was one other guy that went to the pro ranks that came out of there. And they were really top shelf. Now they were, I only knew them because I used to see them when I was going by the Newhouse Communications building.
Yeah, I'll be darned. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Did his last game, and God bless him. His son's doing a nice job announcing. So, you know, it's staying in the family, which is cool. And, speaking of that, tonight we have Lightning. Taking on the Canadiens.
Without their families.
Yeah, exactly, up there in Canada. So, you always want to win it when you can, Matt. But I know a lot of people are wishing they come back to Tampa Bay to win it at home. So,
I'm one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of people feel that way. But you know how that goes. I mean, it's going to be very difficult for Montreal to win four in a row.
Yeah, I don't think I think Montreal's going to rise to the occasion tonight. I really do.
Okay. Well, you know, it should be fine. And then they played their best hockey, and the Lightning have been right there against them. The Lightning are just a little bit better than anybody else in the National Hockey League right now, and God bless them. You know, can't say that Florida's not a hockey state anymore, or Tampa Bay's not a hockey town. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. It's become a very popular sport, and people enjoy it. And I think a lot of it has to do with the players are a little bit more humble than other sports and are hardworking and a little bit more patriotic and a little bit more happy to be a professional athlete.
Now, let's talk about Urban Meyer for just a second.
Okay.
Urban Meyer.
New head coach of Jacksonville Jaguars.
ESPN's reporter Paul Feinbaum says that Urban Meyer will flame out with the Jaguars.
Well, you know, a lot of people feel that it's very difficult to go from the college to the pro ranks. And one reason alone is this, Captain. You know, National Football League, you have 53 guys to work with, okay? And a lot of them, you know, are specialists. In college, you have 85 to 90 guys that you can work with and mix and match and make things happen. So it's a little easier. Don't have to worry about salary caps, per se, a lot of different things. I think it's even going to be a little easier in college now. These kids are going to be, you know, making some money and going to be happier. And we're going to see what happens in that department.
All right, we've got a caller from one of our favorite callers here, so let me drift on over here.
Okay.
Good morning, Bagham and Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. One thing I wanted to remind all your listeners for the hurricane is make sure that you got your medications. That's a real easy thing to overlook. And the second thing is fill that bathtub up with some water. And the last thing I want to say is, is there a serious chance that you think that Trump would run again?
Okay, well, all right. Got nothing to do with sports, but yes, there's a serious chance that Trump might run again because he all but said it Saturday night.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's right. Let's be safe. Let's, let's don't get crazy and go to the stores and buy everything up. But be cautious. Be smart. Don't be caught surprised.
Yeah, yeah. And the bathtub full of water is a good deal. By the way, do people have pools out there before we get 10 inches of rain or whatever? Because some places will. Empty out your pool a little bit.
Amen. Amen, Captain. Good
All right, point. Well, back to sports. What's the next big thing going on?
Well, we'll have, basketball. With the Bucks and the Suns now are going to play in the
What's that basketball? What's that?
Well, NBA cap, I know. It's not what it used to be, but still got to talk about it because it's out there. Golf yesterday, I'll switch to golf real quick. What a neat tournament, man. Went 5 extra playoff holes. So congratulations, Mr. Davis, Mr. Merritt, and Mr. Neiman. One of the guys in the playoff captain, he hadn't had a bogey all week. And then the first hole, he bogeys to get kicked out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That was a little disheartening. It's a great sport.
I got one for you. Pete Alonso with the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
At the Tampa Bay boy, a lot of power, gets the ball very well. The Mets, they're trying to wake up. They really have a good team. It's just amazing how they just, don't seem to put it together when they need to. I know we have a lot of people that are Mets fans, and Yankee fans are hurting right now. So this is the worst they've been in a lot of years. So we should see what happens.
All right. Well, it's time for us to go. We're running out of time.
Okay,
so,
God bless you. And you have a wonderful, a lot of people be safe out there today because it's a lot of people celebrating 4th of July and going to be on the road. So be safe and God bless. And thank you as always, Captain. And have a wonderful day. God bless.
Thanks a lot. Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. All right, Todd in Tampa, you got about 45 seconds because I ran out of time.
That's all I need. Let's get down to business. By the way, Urban Meyer, if you put Tim Tebow at quarterback and I was coaching the Jaguars, I'd win the Super Bowl this year. Okay, that's how confident I am about my coaching ability. Okay, put Goldilocks on the bench. Okay, all right, because I'd run the spread offense and I'd get guys like receiver who could run a 4-2 like they do at Florida, and I'd rack up points quicker than you can say because Tebow can throw deep. Okay, that's the benefit, and Tebow's tough enough. Okay, that's the guarantee I'd make. And period. Let's get down to business. Trump, okay, finally about time you come out firing. Finally you come out saying what I've been saying, that you wanted a landslide. Everybody, I want to thank the African-Americans who showed up there at Sarasota saying Trump won. Everybody knows Trump won, okay? And I'm glad you finally called out Mitch McConnell and you called out all the fake Republicans because they're all on the same team, okay? Trump's the only one who went to the White House and kept his word to the American people, okay? You saw those people in Sarasota's gushing down rain, not one of them left, okay? Joe Biden couldn't get 3 people to show up at a rally, even if they bust them in, okay? You're insulting the American people's intelligence. Trump won in a landslide, and you fake Republicans should be standing up for the Constitution like you fake Supreme Court justices should be. God bless America, God bless this country, and God bless our independence from Britain or any other tyrannical governor or mayor who tries to keep you in your house no matter what.
Bye,
in
Todd.
Jesus' name, amen. Peace.
Okay, thank you. All right, I was going to say bye, Todd, because you're going to have to cut you off right there. Because we're down to the tail end here. It is Independence Day, the official legal holiday today, even though yesterday was the 4th of July, but it's Independence Day, and there'll be lots of celebrations around, I'm sure. And you people in Florida, you need to get ready, especially Southwest Florida, for what's coming. Elsa, you need to do it now. Don't dilly-dally. Get it done this morning. I'll see y'all.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.